welcome to the You're Late Podcast, episode number 27. This is our first episode we're recording live at the Laughcast Studios.
Fresh, fancy studio.
That's why everything sounds so nice.
So sultry.
If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, if you guys, you know what, if we keep doing it here, we might start to throw in some guests.
Yeah.
So if you have anybody you want us to interview besides your mom, I really did that hard. Sorry.
Or maybe if one of you guys want to come on.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a good idea.
If you want.
Kind of. No, I'm just kidding.
For a second there, I'm sorry, I have to go back. But like when you said that we had that little exchange when I said it was sultry and stuff, I was like, oh my God, we just did radio stuff.
Yeah.
It was like we were talking right on top of each other.
Yeah. That's right. It's like set up like a radio station.
We're like
here.
The Sklar brothers finishing each other's sentences.
It's nice down here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but if you want to email us, you can. It's yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email.
And also go on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast. And also Twitter @your_late.
This is our first episode again, as I said, recording here at the Laughcast. And you can visit them. I think it's just laughcast.com. You can check out. They have a bunch of funny shows on this.
Yeah.
On our site,
yeah,
including the very famous Cup Muff show. Dear friends of mine run that show.
Yeah,
this was weird for us because, like, you know, the way we record our podcast, we usually just jump right into things,
yeah,
and in the comfort of our own home.
Yep.
So we're like usually nude for one,
in our pajamas.
And this one, it was weird because it's set up like a real studio, so we had to. Act like professionals. We felt like we had to act like professionals.
All this fancy
so
equipment.
This is totally a weird. And this episode, you can definitely pick up the food a lot more. but it's no need for a disclaimer. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And yeah. I guess you can.
Oh, do you have any gigs?
Oh, yeah. So okay, so this I'm trying to think of what day today is.
Today is
it's November 2nd, Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tuesday, nothing, is election day, so get out there and vote. Wednesday, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club for Comedy Roulette. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, cool.
It's like they give you a topic, you have to write jokes about it on the spot, you come out and do them.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, I'm excited about it.
How many people are doing that?
I don't know.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever done it, and I've been wanting to do the show so bad, so I'm excited.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, so don't let me down, Jake.
Yeah. When is that, Thursday?
That's Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday, okay.
And then Thursday, I'm doing a show in Newark, Delaware at the Argilla Brewing Company in Newark, Delaware.
Brewing Company? I'm sorry,
yeah,
I kind of talked
Argilla over. Brewing Company.
Okay.
And then Friday, I am doing a comedy benefit at the Riddle Ale House.
Oh.
With our dear friend Jason Falco.
Oh, cool.
He's the one who put this together. He asked me, I guess he needed comedians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He asked me to be a part of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How about you, man?
I think still the same as last week. I think I said it last week. November 13th will be at Tom and Jerry's.
Ooh, Tom
with
and
Last
Jerry.
Call Casualty.
You excited?
Yeah. I haven't played a gig in...
It's
a
been a while, right?
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
it's been like a month, I think.
You did, did we talk about this last week about the impromptu jam?
Yes, yeah. I mean, that was
but
awesome.
But that wasn't a gig.
Yeah. But it, I
that
did,
was enjoyable.
I sang just about as long as a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you had fun.
I did a lot
of fun. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, they don't listen. No, but yeah, you can come see us November 13th. At Tom and Jerry's, I think 9 o'clock is the start.
Cool.
I'll double check and get back to you again next week with the same one.
All right. Well, I think that's it. We're ready to hit play.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy.
Laughcast.com presents.
Start. Thanks, Chris Scamuffa, owner of Laughcast Studios, for
being
recorded. This is great.
This is great.
We're recording in a new spot. That's why everything sounds nice and professional.
Yeah.
The Laughcast Studios in Media, Pennsylvania.
Address is... No.
Thanks, Chris. We'll,
yeah, thank you.
We'll yell really loud when we're done.
Finished!
Doritos. We're talking about you ate a bag of Doritos. Yeah. I'm having buyer's remorse because I got a pretzel this morning. I'm going to eat it while we talk. But I wanted a pork roll on a bagel.
Well, yeah, everyone's going to hear my bag is just crumpling.
See? Guys, we're authentic.
Yeah.
We're not lying to you. These aren't boxes of salads in front of us.
That's how good this microphone is.
Yeah.
It just picks up everything.
But every time I eat Dorito, you're saying you regret that too.
Yeah.
Every time I eat them, I feel sick like right after.
There was one kind of Dorito I had. I think it was a buffalo one.
Uh-huh.
And it was like solid wood. Like it didn't crumple into chips. It just like snapped in half.
Okay.
You know, like, you know how most chips, when you break them, they break into little pieces?
Yeah.
That one didn't.
Those, I'm eating a pretzel. Good time to do it on the podcast, I know. But those, I'll eat it, and I'll eat a lot of it, and it'll be good.
Yeah.
But then I eat too much, and I'm like, oh.
Ugh.
Feels like there's a brick in my stomach.
Yeah. You know what? That was my favorite part of this weekend, though. I got to eat whatever I wanted.
Really?
For the half, I get to be one of those people now that like gets to wedge in that they ran a half marathon into a conversation.
Oh, you mean like right now?
Yeah, I just did.
Hands on your hips.
But I know, right? I'm gonna keep them there the whole time because I ran a half marathon this weekend.
Dude, how was that? That's insane.
It was horrible. I had to trick my brain.
What do you mean?
Like the first 5 miles, it didn't seem like it seemed like it went really fast because in my head, I'm like, fuck, I have to do 13 of these.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just so focused on getting to the end that the first half of it kind of flew by. But then, like, around mile 6 or 7, I had to start telling myself that, like, all right, I'll walk at the end of this mile. And then as soon as I got to the end of the mile, I was like, all right, I'll walk at the end of the next mile.
So you didn't run the whole thing?
I know, I did not.
Give the medal back.
I know, right? I made it to 11, and then my legs crapped out.
So did you, last time we talked, you had done, like, no training.
And then still did not.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah. It was pretty dumb. It caught up with me at 11 miles.
Yeah.
But I got to eat whatever I wanted the night before, which was wonderful.
How does that work?
Carbo loading.
Yeah, carbo loading. That's what I have a question about. Like, I see that happen. Like, do you remember that episode of The Office?
Yeah.
Where
yes, I just got into... I'm, like, zipping through The Office right now.
Yeah.
I just started watching it, like, a week ago. I'm already on season 5.
Yeah, it's so good. And then you slow down in season 5. You're like, all right, maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, when they did the run and the run for the race for the cure for rabies.
It's just a bunch of pasta right before.
Yeah, it's so gross.
I don't need any water.
That's exactly what I see when I hear people say carbo loading.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, that's kind of the idea, except for a 5K, you don't need to carbo load.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I read something actually the night before. I don't know how true it is, but it said, like, you should eat, like, 2,400 calories or something the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you should carbo load for, like, 3 days before doing a half marathon or a marathon.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I have no idea if it's true or not.
Yeah.
I keep burping.
Don't worry, these mics won't pick it up.
Yeah. I know. I've been holding in a fart because I know it's going to come there.
What if I tickle you?
I might cry. I'm in so much pain right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I saw you walking out of the house because we drove here together.
Yeah.
And you were walking like you were walking on hot coals.
Yeah. My butt was sticking out. Like, I can't bend my legs very well while I'm walking.
It was fun to watch you try to walk down a hill.
Yeah. Stairs are not my friend. And the best part is that when I get to go to work tomorrow, I walk all over the place.
Yeah, you're going to be in pain.
Yes, I am.
That might be a sick day.
I can't. I'm on probation.
Oh, no. You're on probation?
Well, just because I just started.
Oh, okay.
So I have the 60-day trial period, they call it, or something. Maybe. I don't even think they call it that.
Where are you in the trial period?
I have 2 weeks left.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
Then as soon as it's up, I'm taking a sick day. No, I didn't say that.
That would be the way to go about it. What did I do yesterday? I have a picture of me wearing a half metal marathon.
Half marathon medal?
Half, yes. As soon as I said it, I'm like, did I just have a stroke? Yep.
Sounds like a band name.
Half metal marathon. I tailgated all day yesterday.
Yeah, how was that? Did you go to game day?
I didn't go to game day. I just went to the game.
Okay.
In the day. We parked in this parking lot. It cost $40 to park.
Where were you, Jetro?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they are always high priced.
Why? Why? I mean,
well, you know, everything down there is high priced.
But I mean, I'm assuming that's not like a part of the package. You know what I mean? Like it's not a part of, like it's not affiliated.
No.
So that's why it costs $40 because it's private parking.
Well, and it's one of the more popular lots, I think. Like a lot of people park there for like Phillies games and stuff.
I didn't know that. I got a whole mouthful of pretzel.
Right, for Petro.
Guys, yeah. we're cool now, right? I can do this.
Yeah.
Let's get past the formalities.
Some of us didn't have breakfast. All I had today was Twix and a couple M&Ms.
We just woke up, and then we hopped in the car together.
Yep.
Guys, we got to eat, too. We're humans.
Yeah. I still haven't pooped yet. Ha-cha-cha-cha.
Jetro, though, was... quite the experience. Disgusting.
Yeah.
That's so gross. That's,
I believe it.
Now I understand why it cost $40 to park there. When we left, it was like everybody just took their trash and just threw it under the person next to them's car.
No one will ever find this.
Yeah.
Until all the cars leave.
I seriously walked around my car. I found at least two glass bottles under each of my tires. And we didn't party at my car.
People like pee everywhere. There's just reckless abandon of urinating everywhere.
You know what I did? I peed in a Wawa cup.
Oh, you weren't kidding.
No, that was really my pee cup.
I was kidding.
We went to Wawa, which is where I got this pretzel and not a pork roll on a bagel. And I said, oh, this is my pee cup. And Bob was like, ah, you fucking idiot.
I thought you were kidding.
No,
actually, I thought of The Office. I'm not going to lie.
When
Dwight peed in a bottle in the back of the car.
Oh, really? Just renamed the show.
Remember that time on The Office?
Yeah.
It's like 6 degrees of separation.
It seriously is at this point.
I think I've said that before. I do that with Wayne's World, too.
Like you... Yeah,
like,
I do that.
Pretty much every life, everything that happens in life is like, hey, it's like that time on Wayne's World.
You guys were...
Oh, yeah.
Wayne and Garth.
Yes, we were. Another wedge. I wedged that
Look
in there.
That.
You see that? No.
You're learning.
Yeah.
It's like you read an article on podcasting this week.
Completely unplanned. Yeah. Did some research.
Yeah, on how to do these things.
I actually overnighted the hat for that.
Did you really?
Because we 2 weeks ago, or no, last week, I looked online and nothing would come.
Overnighted the hat?
I did.
There has to be a place around here you could have gotten.
Well, we were gonna. The plan was to go to like a store somewhere, and Meg was gonna either write it, get a black trucker hat, and then write it chalk on it or whatever. And we couldn't find any. Everybody just it was sold out of black hats.
Really?
So as we're at Five Below, like Meg's like trying to think of ideas, and while she's talking, I just went on Amazon Prime, did the same day shipping. I was like, yeah, I got it. It's coming.
Did that cost extra?
$5.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait, do you have Amazon Prime?
I do. Accidentally.
I signed
up for a trial, for a 30-day trial.
And then they charge your card when it was done.
Yep. And then all of a sudden I looked, it was like $103. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I looked it up. I was like, oh, fuck.
Did Amazon you ever Prime. Fight them? And
no, no. Because I
get
got
a lot
my,
of content.
I got my use out of it.
You get a lot of, you get all the Comedy Central shows.
You get all their, yeah, everything they stream, which, oh, actually, they pretty much offer the same thing as Netflix. Like,
no, they have Comedy Central.
Oh, they do?
Netflix doesn't.
Since when?
Since Netflix hasn't had Comedy Central.
Well, I know,
in two
I know
years.
That. Yeah, I know that. But I didn't know, I had no idea that Amazon had Comedy
Yeah,
Central.
They have it.
Ooh.
That's where they all
I'm
went.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, they have all the South Parks. Because I remember I was like, you know what? Everybody...
I thought they went to Hulu.
No, they're Prime.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you had Prime?
For the year. It should be up in, like, December, I think.
And you haven't, like, watched their streaming?
No, I always watch Netflix.
Oh, my God. There's so much better options.
I know. I should cancel Netflix. But.
This episode is sponsored by
Amazon
Prime.
the streaming app of your choice.
I've been wearing these jeans for like a week.
I only have one pair of jeans though.
Now?
Yeah, like I don't know.
Oh, because you did Wayne's World the other one?
No, I lost my other pairs weeks or months, years ago. I don't know. Weeks, days, months, centuries.
How do you lose a pair of jeans?
I don't know. They just disappear.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. You mailed them to some kid in Rome. Got them next day because of Amazon Prime.
Sweet pants.
What did I do? I was Jake from State Farm for Halloween.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
And Michelle was the crazy wife.
Yeah.
I said, if I would have just had a mustache and took off the name tag, I would have been Andy Reid. And then she would have looked just like a mental patient.
Yeah.
I was having so much fun with that.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Did you have Halloween? I'm sorry I'm eating this whole time.
No, I don't care.
Did you have a Halloween party?
Yeah, we went to friends last night. It was, I really couldn't do it. Like, everyone was, like, dancing and stuff. I'm like, my legs.
Oh, my God. So you're just, like, sitting in the corner. They're like, why are you being so antisocial?
No, I was like, let's just play beer pong all night.
Yeah. Dude, I played beer pong yesterday. I went one for one, and then nice. I was done for the day. I had so much food, I tailgate hopped.
Oh.
Because that's the first time I've ever done that, I think.
Yeah, jumping from party to party. Or was it all people you knew? Or just...
Well, okay, so the people I went there with, it was a bachelor party.
Yeah.
It was my little sister's getting married. It's her fiancé. They call him Spike. So it was him and his football buddies. And it was fun, and it was good. And then I saw some of my friends who do comedy were having a tailgate. And I was like, oh, I'll go see them for like 10 minutes. I got there, and about 2 hours later, I finally head back to the bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, I ate so much food.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, but they had a grill at the other one, and I had, like, two hot dogs. I had, like, a bowl of chili and cheese. And
oh.
It was so good.
You're making me so hungry.
Dude, chili right now in this weather?
Oh, yeah.
It was so great.
Especially outside tailgating all day.
Yeah. And then I went back to Jetro.
Yeah.
Because I was in the K lot. I went back to Jetro. I met up with Beth Gardner and her people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then and her fiance Tim was there. And then I went back to Jetro, or to where we were, and just kept eating food.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I didn't get drunk
because I kept eating food. Traffic was insane trying to leave the game.
Oh, I bet.
Like, I mean, I know it's always bad around that time ever, but I found a new way to get home. I don't even want to share it because, like, it's that good. Like, when there's so much traffic for 95 South, you go 95 North.
Yeah.
And instead of getting on the Walt Whitman, because there's a lot of people from Pattison, you just go up to Columbus Boulevard.
And then come down 95 there?
Yeah.
Oh.
There was no line of cars
really?
Doing it. That's the way to do it.
I usually just shoot over the down Pattison to the Platte.
You know what's going on? You see how I just got louder?
Oh yeah, we're too.
It's
far
because
away.
I've been turned and talking to you this whole time.
Oh,
try to fix that, Chris. No.
Yeah, we get offered a nice setup and we still manage to fuck up the sound.
Yeah, we're like I said already. We're at. We're at Pretzel Factory. no, we're at Laughcast Studios.
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful studio.
They're very kind to let us be here and eat our pretzels into their microphone. All right, I'm going to stop eating the pretzel. It's distracting me.
Okay.
I'm just going to slide it right over here by the Xbox.
There's Xbox. You just want to play Xbox and then record it?
Good. Dude, that would be actually so fun.
Let's do it.
You know what we should do? We should get, like, Nintendo.
And just record us playing games?
Start at the beginning.
Yeah, play Super Mario Brothers and just get super, like, rage quit.
Yeah.
Break the Nintendo.
I'm going to take a sip of my coffee real quick.
Okay.
It's been too hot this whole time.
I know. This thing takes forever to cool down.
The we should call this episode. It's just like us imbibing and eating.
Jake and Bubba eat an unhealthy breakfast.
Yeah. I tried, God damn it. I put down the pork roll for this pretzel. And then Bubba was like, well, it's the same thing. And I'm like, God damn it. You're right.
I think it's because we're out of our environment right now. There's so much stuff going on in this room that we don't know how to handle
it. Dude, this is what I call a healthy breakfast. Oh, hold on. There's a nutritional thing on the back of it. This is riveting podcast. One pretzel, 350 calories.
All right. That's a good breakfast.
Let's see.
It's a hearty breakfast.
Carbohydrates, 23%.
Carbo load.
Total fat, 5%. I don't know what any of that stuff means.
Why do people
read that?
It's of your daily value, I think. That's 23% of your daily value.
If we were healthy.
If you ate a 2,000 calorie diet.
How is that help? That's not even helpful, is it?
I don't know. I don't even bother.
I don't even bother either, man. I lied. I have more pretzel. There's only like 3 pieces left.
At this point, it might as well. Well, I guess, but you can make it as many pieces as you want.
That's true. Oh, I've just jumped in my head. Sorry, I'm back. Halloween, blah, 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 stuff. I made a sketch that I shared on
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of fancy.
I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you.
I was
actually fishing for that. No, it was a lot of fun. I know we talked about it before, about how we got it recorded.
Right.
And, I can't believe he turned it around so quick for me. It was great.
Yeah. Quality was, like, perfect.
It's funny. Like, the number one thing I'm getting, obviously, is about the quality of the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think people were expecting something that I would put out that would look that good.
Like, Jake did
this? So, the number one question I'm getting is, oh, so how do you know Nick Murphy? How do you know that guy?
No.
Everybody wants to, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've already been told that he's gotten a couple messages from fellow comedians.
Oh, to do his sketches?
Yeah.
Or do their sketches?
Uh-huh. I'm like, all right. Trying to blow up my source.
Yeah, really? You should tell Nick to blow up. No, I'm just kidding. Nope, can't help you.
Nope, sorry, bro. Hey, Nick, can you sign this real quick?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not an exclusive contract.
Yeah, or anything like that.
Yeah. But yeah, the video was good. Still eating the pretzel.
Yeah, I saw MMR gave it a little plug.
Yeah, that was cool. That was so cool.
Yeah.
I got a text, or no, Nick McElwain tweeted at me. I was like, guys, and he was like, I'm going to put this on the website, and he did. And I thought that was so... He didn't even have to do that. I don't know. Did they talk about it on the air?
I didn't listen. I just saw they posted on the Facebook page for MMR.
They did the website, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's awesome.
I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I was very...
Nick's so nice.
He's pretty cool, dude. Pretty cool, dude. Pretty cool, dude. He's listening right now. So I need to... I want to, like, stare at you.
I remember that one time I had a beer with him. It was awesome.
Where was this?
At the Note, I think.
Was it at the Note?
Yeah. Didn't he come out to one of our shows?
I don't know.
Or maybe it was... No. Maybe it was a Painfully Single Mixer.
That was Wayne Brady.
I just remember he was drunk. And I was like, yeah, this guy's awesome.
I don't see him going to Westchester.
It was in Westchester. I know that.
Nope.
No. Never happened.
Moss, maybe?
Maybe. No, I think it was the Note. I remember being dark.
I'm going to call this episode Jake Eats a Pretzel for an Hour. Seductively.
Oh, that's great.
Do you want me to text him and ask him where you guys had a beer?
Yes, please. Please, I want him to remember this.
That was like... when we did Pittsburgh Comedy Festival, I have a couple of voicemails on my phone from Todd Glass. That's me name dropping.
Yeah. We can't thump these microphones.
So,
there you go. Yeah. There's a sign.
Do not. Oh no! I didn't see. There's a sign here at the Laughcast Studios that say "Do not bang table while on air." like this. Especially you hand talkers. I think that's just for Cupsy, because they do their podcast here. And
oh, yeah.
He's a very handsy guy.
Constantly rubbing on himself.
Yes, totally. He's, oh my God. I'm spacing. Never mind.
Where did you just go?
Okay, so one time I was here, I was doing a show for the Cup Muff show, is the show that Chris and Nick do.
Right.
Here at this place. And one time they had me on, and they had a Jeopardy situation going on, right? It was like we were playing Jeopardy. There was contestants.
Right.
And I banged the table.
Chewing into the microphone.
And, oh, now who's the big high and mighty? Get off your horse.
At least pretzels are quiet. Doritos are like, arr, arr.
Well, it's my turn, and the one category was Laughcast. Category. That's a category. Category was Laughcast.
And it's a robot.
It was all like, the guy who made it, Jeff, he's the normal engineer here. He just plugged his show, Turning the Tables with Jeff Simmons, the entire category. And it got to the $1,000 question. And I was like, oh, that's not a question. And then he's like, what show are you on right now? And because like I was expecting it to be his,
yeah.
It just threw me off. And I was like, well, Laughcast. And I see right now there's a sign that says The Cup Muff Show, really big.
Directly across from you.
Yeah. I'm such an idiot.
They rub the lotion on their skin. Oh, they're in a hole. I get it.
They're in a hole. That's why we're here. We're sending like John Taffer.
Yeah.
Shut it down. No. Yeah, I don't know. I probably should have sat in a different seat. That's my.
There's so many to choose from.
There are. We can have guests. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah. Now we're set up for it.
We are.
You just take full advantage.
Yeah, because like
stuff.
This whole time I've been like having panic attacks about how to set up a third
microphone.
Yeah, because what we record on now, this nobody cares. But it's just you just record in two mics. You can just do two. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
I still all. Got my morning voice. It's weird.
Yeah, the sultry hello. Mm.
We had an extra hour of sleep today, and we still effed it up. That definitely
that comes through the microphone.
That definitely picked up.
Sorry. Ooh.
No, keep it over there.
All right. It's because I'm nervous. We're in a strange place.
I'm sorry, guys. We
don't know how to handle ourselves.
We don't know how to handle ourselves. We're not. We're not. I'm still very tired. Can you tell?
Yeah. Me too.
From both having nights out of drink, of nights out, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Drinking. We drank last night a lot in separate parties.
Yes, in our own perspectives.
And today we're trying to talk into a microphone. Yeah.
I've been drinking, I've been changing up my drink of choice lately.
What do you mean?
I've become a bit of a vodka drinker now instead of whiskey.
Whoa.
Tito's and soda.
Really?
It's like my new favorite thing.
What is Tito's?
Tito's vodka.
Oh, okay.
It's gluten-free.
Well,
yeah.
Now who's in the hole?
Yeah, thank you. But somebody told me all liquor is gluten-free, and it's just stupid that they even put that on there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how true that is.
No, it's not stupid. It's a smart marketing ploy.
Yeah.
Oh, but this vodka's gluten-free. So are all of them, but nobody knows that.
They might be.
What did I do? I drank a lot of urine.
How'd that taste?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, dude. My head is just...
I feel the same way.
Oh, I'll tell you something funny that happened yesterday at the tailgate. So we were waiting to get in the K lot, which was only for reserved parking.
Yeah.
We didn't know that. So, there's this big Winnebago. We're sitting in the middle of the intersection with, like, five other people.
Uh-huh.
And we're sitting there, and this Winnebago all of a sudden decides it wants to turn left. No, it turned right. Anyway, fuck, it doesn't matter.
It turned.
I'm so bad at telling stories. The point is, I'm blocking the intersection. There's a Winnebago trying to turn right, in the same direction we're going.
Yeah.
And two guys get out of the Winnebago. The driver's still in there. And they're like, oh, yo, K-Lot's only for reserved only. We got kicked out, so we got to go find some more parking. Blah.
Play it? They say play at the end? Or you just went blah?
Blah.
Play. Play.
Play.
We got to find some more parking. Play.
Play. And we're like, whatever, fuck this guy. He was wearing, something. We're like, he just doesn't want us to get in the lot. That's what everybody thought. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the other guy gets out of the car. And he goes, he waves his hands in the air, like one of those.
Yeah.
You can't just back up a little bit. He's a fucking giant Winnebago. This was a bus.
Yeah.
And he wants us to back up in the middle of an intersection so that he can turn right also.
Yeah.
And it was like, no. So he does that from a distance. You can't just... waving his hands, you know, and then he walks over to the car and he's like, yeah, you know, none of us around here is trying to be wieners or anything.
Wieners?
And I was like, the only person being, I said, yeah, except you.
Yeah.
And he goes, well,
good for you.
That's not nice. That's what he said. And I was like, well, I'm sorry.
You're just in his world, man.
Yeah. And then he looks at my hat. He goes, oh, you guys are Temple fans, huh? Like, yeah, he's like, well, now I know who I'm fucking rooting for.
Oh, okay. So you just bought your bought tickets to a Winnebago and didn't have a team that you liked?
Yeah. Now I'll decide.
Yeah. I'm going to get reserved parking and football tickets and pay $60 to park this thing just because I don't like either team.
Nobody's trying to be a wiener or anything.
I love that. A wiener bago?
Yeah. Like that would have worked on me. Like, oh, yeah, you're right. I don't want to be a wiener. I'll back up in the middle of this high-speed intersection just so you can pull out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be a wiener. I'm sorry.
You wanted to pull out his wiener bago?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're fired.
It took me twice. It took me twice to get that.
Come back to the pretzel. This pretzel has dominated this podcast.
Yeah. It's very intimidating. It's an intimidating pretzel.
This is what Wawa wanted.
Sip was brought to you by Wawa. It's a good thing we're not streaming on TV because it would just be like Wawa everywhere. On the webcam.
Hey, Robin, get on that. Let's get some coupons. No.
Labels out.
This hazelnut coffee is the...
related to Wayne's World. Yes, and it's the voice of a new generation.
I gotta have a Wawa. Is this the weirdest? Isn't this like Bizarro World right now?
I know. That's what I said. Because we're out of our element.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more pressure on us now that we're in a real studio.
You think there's pressure?
Yes. Now we're doing everything we can to fucking up.
Take off your shirt.
Oh.
This is what they do on radio.
There's a guy I know. He said when he was a kid, he thinks about it now. I probably shouldn't divulge it. Well. Yeah. I'm not.
You're not saying a name.
Yeah. Right? And nobody knows this person. So.
Just write it right here for me.
Yeah. He was, talking about... He had, a neighbor who would invite him over to play Atari when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he never realized it then, but, the guy would always ask him to take his shirt off or something.
What?
Yeah, you just have to take your shirt off while I played Atari.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Kid was... A victim, didn't even realize it.
Well, I don't think anything weird happened other than that.
No. Well, no. After he left, it got really weird.
Yeah. Like the dude from Family Guy?
Yeah. Got popsicles in my basement.
Get your ass down here.
Wow. That was a good voice.
I can't do the S whistle, though.
Is it yeah, I can't do it either.
Tea.
That's what you're drinking?
Yeah.
I ordered tea.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
I was telling you about this. I ordered a box of tea, but I don't drink normal man tea.
What kind of tea is there?
Manatee. I drink, sorry, that was awful.
It might be new branding.
I drink manatee. No, you know what? There is a thing called manatee. I think it's like a tea buddy or something, like a kettle or something.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
No.
I think it's already out there.
Let's look that up.
Just to tell him how
when
you
the tea is ready, just go,
is that a walrus?
I don't know. Well, I just imagine manatees would make that noise.
I don't think manatees make noise. I swam with a manatee once.
Did you?
Well, no. It swam by my legs, kind of.
Really?
No.
Scared?
It was like 10 feet away from me, but...
I saw it on Discovery Channel.
Yeah. That's that thing. Okay. You know how, like, when something happens, you lie about it?
Yeah, then you start backpedaling.
This is something I've never told anyone. It's, I swam with manatees. I was, like, in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I swam with manatees. It was awesome. It's been fifth grade, so that's, what, 16, 17?
Yeah,
this is
yeah,
a 20-year-old lie I'm exposing.
Uh-oh.
So what happened was, let's be real, but I've, like, started to believe it over the years because I've said it for so long.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Well, what happened was we were just putting the boat. We were in Florida at my aunt and uncle's house. We were putting the boat in the water. And I looked over to my left, and like about like 10 to 20 feet away, I see a manatee swimming. Because like they would all swim like right there,
right.
And I'm standing maybe ankle deep in the water because I'm standing on, one of the loading boat docks.
Yeah.
So we were like bringing it back into the, back onto the thing. What do you call that? The dock.
Not the dock.
When you have the thing on the back of your car where you drive the boat onto
trailer?
It, yeah.
Boat trailer?
Yes. We're putting it back on the trailer.
Yeah,
so okay. I'm maybe ankle deep in the water, and I see these dudes like underneath the water about 10, 20 feet away.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was still really cool.
Yeah.
I got to see that. But I go home and go, guys, I swam with the manatees.
Well, how would they know?
Yeah. And now it took me up until now, 28 years old, to admit that, nope, didn't happen.
Yeah.
Let's get real.
I have a habit of telling something that's, like, grossly exaggerated. And
yeah.
And I'll immediately backpedal and be like, well, I don't think it, don't quote me on that. I'm not sure if that's 100% true. Like, I just, like, try to grab it. I'm like, no, if I'm wrong, I'm completely vindicated.
Yeah.
I know for sure.
I definitely have a habit of embellishing stories
and
inserting myself more than what had actually happened.
I used to do that a lot, yeah.
I hate it. I feel like a sneak.
Yeah.
I am.
You're a terrible person. No.
But I got tea the other day. And that's like something I watched Louis C.K. do. Is like he will like start his joke, go off on a tangent, and then come back and just say the same premise, and people lose it.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Because
I forgot how we got there.
Yeah,
I'm really happy that you remember.
I wish I could do that with my jokes, like the same way he does. It's copying his style, but I'm fucking call the police. No, I'm not stealing his jokes. I'm just stealing his delivery. No. Oh, I'm just kidding. Anyway,
just
I got
stealing
tea.
His methods.
I got tea, and it's not man tea. We check. I like how I'm going through it in my head, like it's a written bit. And then I was like,
manatee.
Yeah,
lying about swimming with them. And we're back.
I ordered passion tea.
Mm. Is it like an aphrodisiac?
Your judgy eyes just totally gave you. You were like. You're like, what? Okay. Yeah, yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, it's like passion fruit.
Yes.
Ah.
That's why.
That sounds lovely.
It's hot tea. I think you can do it.
It's hot time. Passion tea?
It's hot passion tea.
You want to pull out your wiener bag home?
Guys, I have to leave right now.
That's three times.
But I get this passion tea at Starbucks. It costs $2.65 every time I go. And I've been coming back from Starbucks double fisting because, like, I need my caffeine boost, and this tea doesn't have caffeine.
Oh.
So it's, yeah. So it's like, why am I drinking it?
It's a sleepy time tea.
It's just no. It doesn't make you sleep. I don't. Is that what it's referred to?
When I don't know.
I think it's just decaffeinated. That's all.
Oh. Somebody told me that green tea has more caffeine than coffee and black tea.
Really?
I don't know how true that is. See, I just did it there. Don't quote me on that, guys. I don't know if that's real. If I'm wrong, it's not my fault.
You started it with somebody told me.
But that's true. But that is that somebody I work with told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like drinking black. What did you drink today?
Green tea.
Green tea?
Because somebody told me.
I don't drink black tea. Oh, no, I do. And it's like, I don't know how to put sugar in it. You know,
I just drink it as is.
That's what I do. That's what I do. But anyway, I spend $2.65 a day on this drink, which adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And on Amazon, I found the brand of the passion tea. They were selling 6 boxes of 20 tea bags for like $20.
Oh, wow.
And I think like 25.
180 bags for $20?
Yeah, 25. And then shipping made it 30. And I had like $19 on a gift card.
That's a good deal.
So like, fuck yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, I'm set for like 2 days.
That's our being frugal section of the show.
Yeah, no, seriously.
That is a really good deal, though.
The one thing I wish I could do is like make Starbucks drinks from home. I wonder if baristas can. And why don't they share me their secrets?
They probably steal all their stuff.
Oh, no. We've been attacked. The pretzel's back, everybody. But good news is we're down to one little nub.
It's almost gone forever.
I'm talking about my penis, of course.
I'm not going to say it. I almost did.
What were you going to say?
Your wiener bago. Four.
That was funny. It got funny again. Wiener bago, funny.
Like how you fake wrote that.
I'm sitting, I have a notepad.
It's like the most patronizing thing ever. Oh, God, that's so funny. Not realizing I could see what your paper says on it.
I have a notepad right in front of me. If you haven't guessed,
ooh, I'm gonna write that down. Yeah, you could use that.
I said that's funny, and I started to pretend to write.
Then
I threw the pen down, and he's staring at the paper the whole time. The page is entirely blank still.
Oh, that was funny.
We both have our.
That's why I don't do comedy.
I accidentally do comedy. I don't do comedy. When I try to do comedy, it's like when a little kid asks to like dance for you, and not like that. Like in,
oh my God.
Like in first grade when they take dance class or something.
I don't see the relation.
I'm trying to say like when I try to do comedy, I force
it's
it.
It's like, ooh, look at me like
yeah,
that. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, look what I can do.
I'm going to write that one down, too.
There it goes. Oh.
Damn it. One of these days.
I looked like you were just dejected.
I was. If you heard that thunderous noise, it was me headbutting the microphone with my hat. This has been a wild and wonky
weird and wild stuff. And we don't have... I just realized we don't have a clock.
No, we have one right.
Right
on the wall.
Oh,
it's not accurate.
The clock on the wall says 3:00.
Today is the day we turn our clocks back.
Yeah, gained an hour.
We gained an hour.
Or stayed up an extra hour.
I feel good about that.
I do, but it sucks though, because then you're like getting off of work. It's gonna be like dark.
I didn't think about that.
Leaving at 5:00 is gonna be all. Dark out.
I am disregarding all the rules here. That's me hitting a coffee cup against the table.
It's because we have such fancy equipment now.
I know, it's so nice here.
There's a mouse
at the Laughcast studio. Just trying to get the plugs in there for
them.
There's
two cups full of pens.
We don't know what we're doing yet, but we like the space here.
Yeah.
They know how to run things. We clearly don't.
Maybe one day we'll do a live stream.
Maybe.
You guys can watch us eat pretzels.
I'm almost done mine right now. Seriously, the entire episode, I've been eating a pretzel.
It was a good pretzel, though. Savoring.
We should have just, like, waited 5 more minutes.
just, like, ate it real fast.
Yeah, and then I would have had the same effect instead of me dragging. I was like, oh, I'll just eat it during the episode. Thank God this is radio. Eating on microphones is, like, the grossest thing you can do. Unless you make one of those sounds. Let's not avoid people.
Yeah, I know.
You know what sucks is our numbers went up big time.
I know. Now they're going to be like, I'm never listening to these guys again.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
We'll make it up to you.
We will.
Eventually, we'll have other people on here to talk with.
Should I call somebody and get somebody here?
I mean,
I don't. Yeah,
know what I said.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Write that down.
We got a big plan for you guys.
Oh, guys, it's a big plan. Yeah, I think we should just shoot the horse while it's dead.
All right.
You want to do that?
All right, and then maybe you'll be on time next time.
Hey!